Hello everyone, Bruce Edwin here with HollywoodSentinel.com, and we publish only the good news. We come out every week. We sometimes feature at times breaking daily news, and I want to speak with you today here about how to succeed in Hollywood. Now, I've mentioned many things in this regard before. You can find them in the archive section on our site in the current issue and the back issues at TheHollywoodSentinel.com. Check it out. But I want to explain to you today some really important things about success in Hollywood. Now, I want to cover some of the basics. These are for people that are not signed, or for people that are looking for a new agent or manager, or what some models and talent or bands say, upgrading their agent or manager. I'm going to get into that a little bit later. But I want to speak with you about your first interactions with someone in the industry, for the first time dealing with them, whether it's producer, agent, manager, casting director, whoever it may be, someone that can do something for you. So what I want to discuss here is this. When you're communicating with them, it is important to communicate quickly, effectively, and professionally. So what do I mean by that? I mean, if an agent or a manager, producer, director, casting director, if they call you, okay, let's say they leave you a message and they're contacting you on the phone, leave you a message, or even send you an email or contact you through social media, and you don't get back with them, say, for 24 hours. In our industry, that is considered an eternity. So if I contact someone, let's say this girl here, Alexandria, just emailed me wanting to be a model, and we really only consider new, what we call new faces, maybe a couple weeks, sometimes 3 weeks out of the year, but generally we only consider stars or people already famous. But let's say we're looking at this person, Alexandria, whoever it is, they email us, say we email them back, and let's say over a day goes by, we don't hear from them. That to me indicates that you're not at the top of your game. You are basically not managing yourself effectively. Now, granted, you don't have an agent or manager, let's say, but until you do, you have to be on top of your communication immediately. If someone calls you, agent, manager, producer, director, if they call you, you need to call them back right away. Why? Because in our industry, there are more of you, there are more actors, models, bands, and singers than there are of us, than there are agents and managers, casting directors, directors, producers. There's more of you than there are us. What does that mean? We have a bigger pool of people to choose from, and you have less to choose from. So, as such, we have, not saying that you're not valuable or you're not important or you're not worthwhile. You are. All of you are, obviously. However, there are, until you are a superstar, or maybe you are the best singer or best dancer or best actor or actress on the planet. Maybe you're that great. Maybe you are, have the next superstar potential, but until you are, and until everyone knows it, you have to really be aggressive. You have to show us you're serious, and you have to act fast, immediately. Why? Because there's someone right around the corner, or the next email, or the next phone call, or the next text, or the next whatever, to potentially take your place. So, even if we're interested, if you don't respond quickly and communicate fast, you're going to lose your opportunity, most likely. So, That's the first thing I want to stress to you, and I cannot stress enough, and I can't tell you how many people I've been really interested in helping to launch their careers, and that I was going to basically invest a lot of time, which is money and time and effort into them. I was going to give them tons of free publicity and book them on red carpets, all kinds of things I've planned to do for a number of people for free. Just help them start out and help launch them. But I didn't. Why? Because they took over a week or 2 weeks to get back with me. Unacceptable. Ridiculous. I remember one screenwriter. He was a hugely talented writer. I won't name his name. You've never heard of him, of course. But he wrote a comic book. I was really impressed with the artwork. I was impressed with the writing. He said, you know, Bruce, let's talk in a few weeks. We were ready to sign him. We offered him a contract. I said, a few weeks. He was going on a camping trip. I said, you know what? We can wait. We'll give you like 10 days. I said, but we can't wait 3 weeks. We've already started communication. Here's another thing I want to interject with that. Now, if you want to wait 3 weeks before doing business with someone, fine. That's fine. Take a year-long vacation if you want. I don't care. But if you start communicating with someone, if you start business with someone, don't take off 3 weeks. Don't wait a month. Don't take off, you know, 10 days until you've already started. Get the business going first and then say down the road, hey, by the way, I'm going to be gone for a few weeks, going to be gone for a month, going to be gone for a week, fine, but don't let business linger that you've already started. Don't let things go that long. It's not going to help you. So if you start something, you start communication, finish it. Commence things quickly. Seize today. This is Bruce Edwin with HollywoodSentinel.com. I want to tell you a couple other quick things before we wrap up here. That is about the phone. If you're leaving a message with someone, be sure to repeat your number, repeat it twice, state it clearly and succinctly. And if you're answering your phone, when you answer your phone, this is another pet peeve of many agents, managers, producers, casting directors in Hollywood and New York and all over the world. If you pick up your phone, be ready to talk, okay? If you answer your phone, don't tell us, you know, I'm at lunch right now. I can't talk. I'm on my way out the door. I'm in the car. Well, so what? Get a Bluetooth. Put it on speakerphone. Wait to take a bite. Finish the call. It's only going to take 2 minutes. You know, that is kind of our attitude. So if you pick up the phone, you should be ready to talk. You should also have a pen and paper in hand and be ready to write notes. Don't tell us you're going to ask us to call you back. Don't ask us to call and leave a message on your voicemail. Don't ask us to text you. Don't ask us to IM you. Don't ask us to Facebook you. No, be ready to write, take directions, make our job easier. We have potentially 100 other people we have to call and invite to the same casting job, go see, audition, whatever it may be. Seize a day, be easy to work with, don't make excuses, don't ask us to call back. If you answer the phone, be ready to talk then and there. This is Bruce Edwin with HollywoodSentinel.com. I hope some of these things have helped you. And, you know, it's better to not answer your phone than to answer it and not talk. It's better to not answer the phone and let it go to voicemail than to answer the phone and say you can't speak. That's just really frustrating to us. So take these things in mind and consideration. They may sound harsh, it may sound difficult, but I'm telling you, as a talent manager of 15 years and a producer, some things that we experience that make us have to reject people. And I hope this has helped you. Have a great day. As always, we give free advice. If we don't give the advice that you're looking for, that you haven't found or read on our site yet, give us a call. Well, I'll call you back, or I'll cover it in our next radio show here. HollywoodSentinel.com, phone number 310-226-7176, phone number 310-226-7176. Repeat your number, repeat it twice. Advertisers, give us a call, reach us, stars, 310-226-7176, HollywoodSentinel.com. Thanks so much for listening. You have a great day.